to third parak. Ikar machlas and nefesh the true foy say hen. That's page lamid vav in the new printing. And page lamid tes in the old printing. Here goes. Kivan. Kivan shekol tach liseinu. Our entire tachlis, our whole purpose. Hashem teilech is to bring you closer to Torah. You should go in Hashem's path. Lochein tzrichan anu lehachshu eischa. We have to prepare you. We have to make you ready. Kefi shehoi rosa lanu ha-Torah ba'atzma. The Torah himself gave us this instruction. Sur me'ravi ha-sei toiv. You have to, sur me'ra, turn away from evil. Va'asei toiv and do good. Ki yi'efshu lehachnis el ha-melech. You can't bring the king in until you've cleaned the room, right? You invite the king into a person's home. He wants the Shekhinah to dwell in his home. You can't bring the Shekhinah in. You can't bring the king in unless the house is clean. A person cannot become Kaddish. Bilti im haser es hara meliboy mitchila. He has to first get rid of the bad habits. He has to get rid of the vices that are in his life that are causing him to do the wrong thing. Therefore, we have to search b'cha kol shemetz and any even shemetz, any vestige asher yimnoacha milimudcha that will hold you back from your learning. It says over here that a person who is doing something wrong, so he can't learn. Right? It's going to stop you from your learning. It's going to stop you from your connection. A person that's pressing on the gas and on the brake at the same time is going to go nowhere. He's just going to ruin the engine. So a person that's doing mitzvahs and ma'isin toivim, he's doing asei toiv. At the same time he's doing ra, he's pressing on the gas, he's pressing on the brake at the same time, he's ruining the entire engine. So therefore, we have to get rid of kol shemetz, any even vestige, even just the littlest, the hint that of this yetzahar, ularchiko and get it away. Avol rak imcho yachad nechapes. We're going to do this, but we're going to do it together with you. Itcho yachad nivdoik, together with you, we're going to search. Es atzmecha, to try to understand yourself. Lirois, to see, velimtsoy, and to find. Es petite hachomets, the crumbs, even the smallest crumbs of chomets. Ves gargare harekef, and the little bits, the small gargar, the small little, like a small little piece of rekef, of mold. Asher b'cho ulhashmidam, and get rid of it. Even just the little teeny crumbs. Like, we got rid of the main stuff, you know what I mean? There's just crumbs left. But you get rid of the crumbs, we have to get rid of everything. Every single little thing, even the tiniest little pieces of Yetzirah a person has to get rid of. Sometimes people, so they get rid of most of the, you know, they're not doing most of the stuff that they did, but they're still like, still hanging on a little bit. It's still, you know, it's still something that they feel like, that they identify with. They're not doing it right now because they know it's wrong, but remember the good old days, you know, it's like when doing Averas. That's bad. Everybody said the Yetzer is like cancer. A person has cancer and has to go through a process of cleaning himself of cancer. If there's even the teeniest, smallest, tiniest little speck of cancer, so then it's going to come back, and it could come back with a vengeance, worse than before. You got to totally make sure even the smallest, minutest. So sometimes they do the surgery, they try to take out the tumor, and then afterwards they do chemo, and afterwards they do more, and they do everything they can just to make sure. They do it and do it just to like, I mean, they did it already, it's gone. You got to make sure, and they do extra chemo, and the person's body is totally like, because we got to make sure that there's nothing left. it's got to be totally gone. So he says over here also, we have to make sure even just the last pirurim of this ptite of this yetzahara. Kimihu ikur hamachanach shelcha. So we're going to do it together with you. Why with you? Because mihu ikur machanach shelcha. Who is the one who's really supposed to be machanach? Imlo atov atzmecha. It's really about you. It's really your life. Umihu asher ikra achrayis alav lechanech. Who's really responsible? Lechanech ulegadel minari ubachuri Yisrael. Who's the one who's in charge of the future? Who's the one in charge of Klal Yisrael? Who's the one who really has to make sure that Klal Yisrael is going to have some sort of continuation? It's you, because it's your generation, and it's your life. Arz elavonon adire toira. It's only you. Who knows better than you what are the challenges of this generation? Who knows better than your flaws than you yourself? No one knows better than you what the problems are. Every person has his own things he's got to be working on. Everyone's got his own peckle. And no one's going to know better than you yourself. So no one's going to be able to do this without you. No one. Even people that like really know chinuch and really know, but at the end of the day, no one can see straight through you. The only one that really knows what's going on is you. So therefore, you're the person who's got to make this happen. All we could do is to try to help you. And to prepare for you a derech, a way. Hayashar, that is the right way. And to give you the following instructions, Lamor. Zeha derech, this path. Hashvil v'anasiv, this lane, this road, akumhu, is warped. V'ha'ilich bo yagiel sh'ol tachtas. You're going to go this way. You're going down. This is definitely not the way to go. V'asitra achor achman al-atzlan. V'zeh aderech, and the other path. Hashvil v'anasiv yashahu, is straight, is glat. V'ha'ilich bo yagiel zori Hashem. You go on this path, you're walking straight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. Vel teferes hoid kedushasa yisbarach. And you're walking to the glory of the glow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha. That is what we could do. The first thing we could tell you which path a person should go on. And a lot of times you have two different people. And they started off very similar places. One ends up going, becoming someone very big. And the other one ends up being a terrible failure. What's the difference? The difference is you could start off in very similar places, but just the smallest deviation, just the teeniest little deviation, and you end up like somewhere totally different. And a lot of times you can't even tell. And that's, I think, Pshat in the Pasuk, Chitzei Giboirim, Biyad Hanu'urim, Kain Yimei Hanu'urim, Chitzim Biyad Agibor, Kain Bnei Hanu'urim, Kechitzim Biyad Agibor, Kain Bnei Hanu'urim, like the arrows in the hands of a strong person, so are the years or the days of a young person. Kechitzim Biyad Agibor, Kain Bnei Hanu'urim. What does the Pasuk mean to say? We say it in the Halalukas. Pasuk means to say that if a person ever tries shooting an arrow, some of us that have tried that, so you have to be extremely, extremely accurate. When a person's holding it, it has to be very steady, and you just move a teeny bit, and all of a sudden the arrow's like, woo, way nowhere near the bullseye, you know what I mean? It's somewhere, you know, hit the car on the highway or something. It's like just not happening. Like what? It's just the teeny, smallest little deviation. It's like, what's the difference between this and this? I mean, come on, it's the same thing. It's not. And a person, doesn't necessarily see the difference. So we could say, look, there's two different paths going on over here. They look very similar. It's like, come on, it's just a small little change. What is it? What's the big deal? One of them ends up like there. The other one ends up somewhere totally different. And that's the pshat we have when we bring on Yom Kippur, there's two se'irim. There's a se'ir la'Hashem and there's a se'ir la'Azazel. The two se'irim are the two different animals. The halacha is the two animals have to look the same, have to be worth the same amount of money, have to be the same color. Why do we have it that way? Because we want to show you these two animals are the same, right? One is going la'Hashem to the Beis HaMikdash, the other one is being thrown off a cliff and it's going to end up la'Azazel. La'Azazel is the word that they use in this country when they want to tell someone to go somewhere. They say, Teilech la'Azazel. That's a curse, right? That's where he's going. That's where he's ending up. Behave. Behave. That's where you're going to end up. And they started off the same. They look the same. They got the same kaychas. They have the same MO. And somehow one of them ended up there because it's a question of which path you choose, and they're so similar. So we could give that suggestion to you, which path you should go. V'chol av, melamenu madrich, every father, every teacher, every madrich, every guide, yochol rak l'tzavoyscha, ul'yaitzoyscha. All we could do is we could show you where the water is, but we can't make you drink. U'bechem hadavar talui im l'shmaya loy. It's up to you whether you're going to listen. Are you going to get yourself to do it? Are you going to discipline yourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and his mitzvahs? Your Rebbe is saying something. Are you listening? Are you going to take that in? Every word that comes out of his mouth, tachnisu, bring it in, v'chol chedri libchem agufam, bring it into every single chamber in your heart and in your body, v'toiv lachem, and it's good for you. It's good for you. The pasuk tells us, k'chol asher yarucha, whatever the chacham tell you to do, whatever your rabbeim say you should do, person should listen. I feel omal small shehu yamin. Even if he says on left is right, it's like that doesn't make any sense, Rebbe. That is crazy. This says this is right. You're like, it's not, it's left. No, it's right, it's left. I know. I mean, there's certain things I know. Am I right and my left? I know. You know, this is like a mistake. Even on that, you should listen. How could you listen on small shoe, you mean? So I heard once a pshat. Because Rabbi Yosef, if I ask you, is this to the right or to the left? So all of you will say it's to the left. Because you're looking from that direction. But from my direction, this is to the right. Because I have a whole different vantage point. Because a Rebbe is coming from a whole different place. So to you, it looks like, okay, he's telling me to go to the left. But he's not. Because he sees things from a different place. And a lot of times, there are people that have experience. We don't have that experience. So a lot of times, you know the mashal the Beis Halevi gives is a person who's blindfolded. He's in a room and he's trying to find the way out. Right? So he finds this big, huge door. He's like, this is probably the way out, right? It's a big door. And then he finds, and then there's this teeny little door, like, it's like, and so he says, that's the way out, the little one. It's like, the little one's the way out. It doesn't make any sense. Well, you know, sometimes things appear to be like that. I mean, it makes more sense to me. The big door is the way out, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a walk-in closet, and you're walking into a dead end. And things aren't always the way they seem, because other people have been through this maze before. Says the Mesilas Hasharim, let the people that have been there help you. And if you listen, Toiv Lachem, it's good. Vim Chas V'Shalom Timonu, and if you Chas V'Shalom, you refuse, Umerisem, and you rebel, Miyoyo Lachem, Umayoyo Lachem, Lahatzil Es Nafshechem, Menaklipa. What can help you? Who can help you to save you? Menaklipa, Achotefes, Neshfashois Yisrael, from the Klipa, from the Yitzhahor, who's just grabbing the Fashois, he's kidnapping the Fashois Yisrael. There's no one can do anything about it. Rachman Al-Tzlan. If a person doesn't want to be helped, no one can help. Only you can do the work to check inside of your heart and inside the cracks of your nefesh to find your chesroinus, because you can fool people. Everyone to know himself and to fix it. We're going to speak about a few different things. We're going to go through a few different issues that people might have. ves trufasam, and how a person can perhaps work his way out of it. The antidote, nevayer umehem tilmedu atem, and you will learn mechol in yonechem eich levakish. We're going to teach you how to do it, but you got to do it yourself. Right? No one can exercise for you, and no one can clean up your act. A person's got to do it. You got to be honest. You got to be real. You got to realize that no one's doing it. You got to find the problems and fix them. See, here goes. Yeshnam anoshim, gedolim uktanim. There's big people and small people. She'ena magishin chisaron bekirbam. They never feel like they're doing anything wrong. They're not margish chisaron bekirbam. Va'afim mabit besifrei musar. And even if they'll read a sefer Musar and they read something about a terrible midah, mikol makom eino oimid al daitoi shemida ra zu nimtzus boy. He didn't even think that maybe he's got that problem. He's reading the sefer. Wow, psh, gavalik. It's like, does it mean anything to you? He's like, I mean, it's nice, you know, it's inspiring, but I don't have this problem. And his heart also doesn't feel any ke'ev and lo daiga. Doesn't hurt him, doesn't bother him, nothing. That's bad news. But there's people like that. I was talking once to someone who was teaching in a seminary. He was telling me there was this one girl who mamish, the way she dressed was like, he's like, he said, I pushed her, couldn't walk in the room. I was like, I don't know what to do. So he said, I gave a entire class just on tznius, all the halachas of tznius and everything. Just so that this girl should, like, you know, it's. I push it every time I walked in the room, I was uncomfortable. He says, after the class, she walks over to me. And she says, it was a great class. I really liked it. He said, I know you weren't talking to me, but, you know, it was a good class. She said, she totally missed it. It was like, went way right. No clue. The whole class was just for her. And she's like, I know you weren't talking to me, right? You know? She just totally missed it. And there's people like that. And I want to tell you, Simon, usually those are the shiurim that they'll like the most. They liked it. Yeah, that was very inspiring. Right? But it wasn't for me. Sometimes they like it. Yeah, it's good musarvart, but it doesn't translate to me. But their people are in serious, serious trouble. That girl's not from today. I'm sorry to say. Today she's not from. Serious trouble. Simon loy toifu loy. It's a bad simon. That's the way of sick people. If it gets, he's so sick, he won't even know that there's anything wrong. This brings from a Rambam. The Rambam says when someone is like really, they're like mamish at the end, that the sickness just took them over, they don't even feel it anymore. So someone who's so consumed with this, doesn't even feel, that's really bad news. And there's people that they're just living totally in oblivion. They're totally oblivious. They're like, mamish, no clue what's going on. Not real with themselves. They're not at all trying to like understand, am I right? Am I wrong? Am I good? Am I bad? So Bachar once said to me, he said, you know, Rebbe, why can't I just live in a bubble? I'm just enjoying the bubble. You know what I mean? So it's not reality. So what? I'm having a great time. It's like, what's the problem? That was a good question. It's like, he's like, look, I'm loving it. You know what I mean? So it's all not real. But I'm loving it. I'm happy. So I think the answer to that question is because the bubble is going to burst. You can't live in a bubble forever. Someone is going to burst that bubble. And when he does, who is it going to be bitter? You can't live in that forever. You got to come to terms, come to grips with really what's going on in your life. A lot of people, like, you know, it's good, I'm really good, I'm doing well, whatever it is. They're pretending, they're faking themselves. In the end of the day, somewhere along the way, someone's going to burst that bubble. And a person has to be real. There's some people that are totally oblivious, totally, like, momish. Not normal. There's some people that don't have the midah. In the beginning, he feels it. It hurts him. He knows that he has a shortcoming. And he begins to worry and to be pained. He gives a teretz for himself. Lamar to say, haloi ena chisaron bi ba'ofin garua kol kach. the famous words, it's not so bad. It's not that bad. Come on, Rebbe. It's not so bad. You're right, it's wrong. I'm wrong. But is it so bad? Kol kach. Commotion Yasser, a sefer. I don't have it like the sefer is talking about, like, you know, someone that has it to an extreme. I got a little bit, but maybe it's not so bad. The ma'achi yeshbi, the little bit I have, kimat muchruch liyosbi. It's practically, it's I have to have it. It's necessary. Ki ain't tzadik baritza shiyas toiv lo yechta. What do you want from me? Everyone, no one's perfect. So how bad is it already? V'gam zehu shitufay shal yetzahara. This is the partner of the Yetzirah. Yetzirah, that's the way it works. It's like, you know, you don't have to be perfect. You know what I mean? You're pretty good. You're okay. You're not so bad. It's not such a big Avera. Just stay away from the big ones. You know what I mean? Just do the little things over there, and then it's okay. That's the Yetzirah. V'achrisoy, in the end, Zoyhe ma'nefesh v'choshev ha'gehenem hu'boy. That's heavy. In the end, you're going to end up with all of the zuma, the filth of darkness, and the filth of the nefesh and the darkness of Gehenna. Because once the Yetzirah, like, got his grips around you, he just keeps pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling until he's pulled you all the way down. We have to get rid of the cancer totally, completely. Can't allow even a little bit. There's no such thing as so bad. If it's bad, it's wrong. If it's wrong, I can't do it. Period. Person has to strive for perfection. Every person has to strive. Doesn't mean you have to be there. You don't have to be there right now. But he has to recognize, this is not, I am not okay with this. There's a verse from Henoch Leibowitz in this week's parasha this week. Moshe Rabbeinu made a tragic error. He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu was being punished for that. Pasuk says, why? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock, it would have been a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, Rashi brings down. Ma, rock, that listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't have any intellect, or like listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so B'nai Yisrael, for sure listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big Kiddush Hashem if we listened, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock, it would have been a big Kiddush Hashem. So instead he hit the rock. Right? So that was Moshe Rabbeinu made a Chilul Hashem. Frekta Penach Leibowitz, hold on a second. Hold on, let me get this straight, okay? There's a rock. Moshe hits it, and water starts coming out. I mean, that's a miracle! Yeah, that's a Chilul Hashem? That's an amazing miracle! There's like huge Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going on over here. And Moshe's being punished for a Chilul Hashem? Says Reb Henoch Leibowitz, if you could have done more and you did less, you made a chilul Hashem. Chilul means a void. It's empty. A chalal is empty. There's a void here. Moshe, you could have done more. People say, come on, I'm doing well. The person has to keep pushing himself to be doing better. To be doing more. You could do more. So that doesn't mean you have to be there today. But we can't be okay with anything less than perfection. We have to be striving for that. We have to be working towards that. A lot of times people can say, you know, look, Rebbe, at least I'm here. I mean, there's guys who are already, you know, in the mountains, and they're already, you know, blushmying, and, you know, they're not doing anything. At least I'm here. You know, I show up every once in a while. I'm doing pretty whatever. So anyone who wants, I'll give them a cookie. But there's no at least. There's no such thing as at least. There's no such thing as pretty good. We have to be doing everything we can. And anything less than that is not acceptable. We cannot accept from ourselves anything less than the best. That's the Yetzer Hara. He's trying to say, okay, you know, you don't have to be anyone special, just be regular. At least, I mean, look, you're even better than your friends. Look at this, you got all those other guys. I'm the upper tier. Person has to want more. Yesoid machalas shnehem. The yesoid, which is, where does this all come from? Where does this machala come from? She'enam darshim me'atzmam gadlus. Comes from one place. Is they don't expect of themselves greatness. They're not looking to be great. They're just looking to be okay. You know, as long as I'm not going to be like thrown like into like deep into the fire of Gehenim, so then, you know, then I'm like, okay, I have some, you know, I'll enjoy myself in this world, the next world, whatever. You know, I don't need to be front row or anything like that. I don't even need to be, you know, as long as I don't get like, you're not going to like turn the fire on like deep on me and then again, I'm okay. You know, that's all they need. That's all they want. That's all they're looking for. They're not looking for greatness. There's people out there, they're not looking for it. Doim alehem, they think, she'rak ha-tzadikim ha-gedoylem tzrichim la'avoid. It's only big people that have to work on themselves. L'sachin es atzman, to actually fix themselves. V'kol ish Yisrael, and every person, k'fi shehu be'ez oifen shehu dayloi, k'ben tzachol shein aviv mevakesh mimenu arbe, u'bimata toiv shenimtza boi mistapek. It's like a father that is just like happy with whatever his son does. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. He's a foolish kid. What do you want from him? He's an idiot. How much do you expect of an idiot? You don't expect much of him. You know what I mean? He makes a mistake. Okay. I mean, that's what he is, you know? So some people do that. They like to say, you know, Shvach Ador. Shvach Ador. Okay, what do you expect from him? Shvach Ador. Okay. Can't expect much of them. They're nothing. But it doesn't fly. A person has to expect of himself to rise above. There's people out there that they don't do that, and they'll never get anywhere. Because a person doesn't have any expectations of himself. So there's no way that he's going to be able to be motivated, because there's nothing to be motivated for. There's no goal. A person has to believe that he's capable of being someone big. He has to expect of himself to be someone big. And say, this is beneath me. Mashgiach Shlita is speaking a lot about Kavod. There's a concept of Kavod Atzmi. Is there certain things that are beneath me? I'm bigger than this. I'm more than this. But if a person doesn't have that in himself, so then, you know, then he doesn't. And it's very difficult because our generation is not very into a person having expectations of himself. We expect nothing. You know, the president of the United States, who's the most powerful person in the world, can, you know, goes dancing on like night shows, you know, late night, you know, with you know, people that are mamish mushchasim, and he's there making jokes, and he makes jokes about himself, the president, and makes jokes about other people, they make jokes about him, and it's like he's a nobody, he's an absolute nobody, and that's the most powerful person in the world. So what do we expect of ourselves if, you know, our example of someone, you know, big is, you know, probably if Barack Obama was here in the basement, he'd probably have a shirt untucked and walking in Crocs, I'm guessing. He doesn't expect much of himself. But lemaisa, a person has to expect more of himself. This person's making a big mistake. Every person has responsibility himself to reveal, to bring out tzadikov, gedoyla, v'goynav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great people, excellent people, amazing people, the exemplary people. Ve'ech ha'shchina mekoynenes al ha'mishrashel. And the shchina is bemoaning the people that they're just being lazy. Af, aval af, imrak ish Yisrael, poshet rotzelios. Okay, so fine. You want to be a simple Yid. You want to be a poshet Yid. Vos meintas a poshet Yid. Let's try to figure it out. What does it mean, a pashta yid? What does it mean, you know, just a pashta yid? Lama ze yishkach mahu yisrael pashta. We have forgotten what it means to be a pashta yid. Best Tnai Asher Hisna Hashem. In Kol Ish Yisrael, Kosh Baruch Hu made a Tnai with every single person. Mechoitev Eitzim Atshoyev Mayim. The people chopping the wood. The people that are just the water carriers. Those are the nobodies in Klal Yisrael. Yishabah Bereishis Asoy Soy Oysam La'am Yisrael. From the beginning, inception of these people. Litten Lem Es Toyru Asoy. They're going to be Makabo Toyru Lema Atom. Im Shamoy Atishmu Lekoyli. You listen to me. Vishmartem Es Brisi. Vayisem Lisugula Mikola Amim. Atem Tilu Mamleches Koyanim Vigoy Kadosh. You want to be a Pasha Deyid. All of Klal Yisrael. Everyone has to be considered Mamleches Koyanim. Priestly people. Goy Kadosh. A holy people. Zeu Ish Yisrael Mamleches Koyanim Vigoy Kadosh. Tanai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Va'ata Im. That's like the condition Kadosh Baruch said. You want to be part of Klal Yisrael? This is in. In is Mamleches Koyanim Goy Kadosh. Rakim kach tiu Yisraelim atem v'imlav chas v'shalom. You're not in. Might be a nice guy, but he's not a Pashtiyid. He's a Pashtigoy. Pashtiyid means he has Kedusha as part of his life. It's defining him. Goy Kodosh. This is Shiva, Aderes HaToira. It's named after my grandfather. My grandfather's name was Aaron Dov Rosenbaum. The first three letters of the yeshiva's name are his Rashi Tevis. Aleph Dalid Reish is Aaron Dov Rosenbaum. Named after my grandfather. My grandfather was a Pashtiyid. He would always say, I'm an American Joe. He was a Pashtiyid. He was Mavisedra every week. He knew Unkelus Baal Peh. He did Rambam, Perek and Rambam every day. He finished Shas five or six times. He woke up around 4:30 every morning to learn. And he worked, he gave tzedakah, he was a clean-shaven, you know, Pashta, grew up in America, went to America, never learned Kailol, you know, had a mustache, you know, was American, was a Pashtiyid. Never missed Minyan, never, ever missed Minyan. By the Hesped, they said one time, they remember once, he didn't daven with a Minyan, he was stuck somewhere or whatever. But that's a Pashtiyid. You know, that's what an Amalagayid looked like. That's what just means, like the simple people, salt of the earth. You know, I don't know how many times he ever opened the Rajba Ritva Ktsois for sure. I don't think he ever, you know, from when he was, you know, a Bachar, never. He was a Pashtiyid. But he learned, he said Tehillim, the entire Sefer Tehillim, every single week. These were hours and hours he was putting into, you know, aside for the fact that he had a knitting mill, which is how he made money. And he also was the president of the school, the day school, where my mother went. Because, you know, he had to open a day school. My mother was in public school before that. So he was the president of a school. He was learning. He was working. He was davening. He was doing all that stuff. That's a Pashtiyid. He wasn't watching television. And he wasn't going to the baseball game. Because that's not a Pashtiyid. That's a failure. A person who doesn't have priority, his life, his Torah, his Ruchnis, his all that, he's a nothing. So a person says, okay, you know, I don't have she'ifas to be, you know, the gadol be Yisrael. I want to be a Pashtiyid. What does a Pashtiyid mean? It means that you live ruchnias. That's what it means. Somehow, some form. You want to work, you work. You want to, you busy chesed, you do chesed. But your priority, the first thing in your life is ruchnias. Mi b'chem nari Yisrael, asher yima'im chas v'shalom. Who amongst you is going to say no? Milios Yisrael. Say, I don't want to be that. I'm going to be a faker. I'm going to be a goy wearing a yarmulke. Umihu asher lo yidroish me'atzmai. Who is not going to demand of himself, expect of himself, v'lo yoymer Yisrael ani, and want to say proudly, I am a yid. Eved Hashem ani. I'm an eved Hashem. U'bechol koichi u'moichi. With all of my strength, with all of my mind, af im kol chaye gufi, with every ounce of strength I have in my body, the nafshi ava liskos li Yisrael, I want to at least be that, to at least be worthy of a title of being part of Klal Yisrael. Kiven she'ez zois yidroish kol echad b'kemei atzmai, everyone wants that. No one wants less than that. Okay, we got to work on ourselves. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but people have to get to work. find our flaws and fix them. Because if we don't do it now when we're in yeshiva, if we don't do it now when we have nothing else on our plate, if we don't do it now when we're young, there's like 0.000 chance that we're going to do it when we're older, when we have so many other things on our mind. Libo yidak v'lo yitztak aleihem. He's not going to just gloss it over and say, okay, I'm good. Like b'chol koicha yishtadol asaknem liyashom, with every ounce of strength, he's going to try to fix it. He's going to try to straighten it out. Praise Hashem, we're going to continue. Rabbi Yisai, we have now a very special tkufa in Klal Yisrael. It's a tkufa which we can officially call Seif Zman. Now, the person, as he wants, can be happy just being here. If a person wants, he can take an opportunity to rise up to the challenge and to do something great. Seif Zman is great. A person that can stay motivated, can stay focused, can stay driven during Seif Zman is Taka Godless. But we want to be great people. Let's finish this Zman great.